Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Dakota Show, and I know it is way earlier than what you guys are usually used to. I thought, hey, I'll just go ahead and do one, guys, because it's just me this week again. I'll fill you guys in on everything in just a minute about what's going down. But yeah, hope everybody's having a great weekend. Like I said, I figured I'd go ahead and get this episode out of the way. That way, you know, everybody can enjoy their night tonight and everything like that. But anyways, first off, Shane is, I talked to him the other day. He's feeling a little better, so that's always a good thing. He's not sure when he's going to come back doing podcasts because he's had, a few issues from having COVID. And he's getting over also a bad earache. So let's all keep him in our prayers still for that. And hopefully his wife's doing good too, guys. So let's, keep them both in our prayers over that one. And, okay, and the thing with Lacey, guys, I know she did her first episode, I believe, last week. Maybe it was over a week ago at this point, almost 2 weeks ago. But she did her first episode of Ask Me Levice and went well. So don't know anything, it got canceled or anything. We didn't cancel it. But what happened was this week here, or last week, a tornado came through. And I don't know if everybody heard about the big tornadoes that came through. We're all good here, guys. So don't think, we just got, our whole town just got wiped out or anything. But the electric went out pretty much everywhere around this area for a little bit. Some people's power came back on that night, like mine did. I was lucky. I was one of the lucky ones. We only got like a couple hours without electric. Now, there was a bunch of people who went days without it, and that was told that it might be up to 10 days at first, and then it was told it might be up to a month. I believe, because Lacey was one of them, and I believe it was 5-6 days almost, guys. It might have been 4 days, but it was 4 to 6, days without electric. So it was pretty bad. So that's why she wasn't able to do the show last week. And then this week here, she was going to do a show tomorrow night. But a tragedy happened, and one of her friends passed away. And, let's just say she has a funeral to go to this week and a few other things to take care of, mind-wise, which we all know how that goes. And so let's just keep her, keep her in her prayers, everybody. Let's wish her the best. And, we'll just all go from there. But they'll both be back eventually soon. And Ask Me Levice should be back next week, guys. If not, we'll figure something out. And to be back, strong at the first of the year or something. But we're going to try to probably do one next week. And let's see, that's about it for all of that. Like I said, speaking of the tornadoes, my heart goes out to all the people that was affected by this bad tornado, because this one here, the way I take it, one of them hit ground and went for almost 100 and something miles. It was crazy, crazy. But yeah. Anyways, it was just crazy. So enough with all that. With me, I'm doing great, guys. Work's been doing good. I played Santa the other day up there at work, and it was fun getting to see the people open their gifts. It just made it all worthwhile. I'll be doing Santa again on the 24th up there, so that'd be cool. So yeah, that's about it, guys, on all the getting catching up stuff, news wise and stuff like that. So, with that being said, it's been a while since I've done this, but I know why y'all always listen to my show. It's for the ads. So, I got an ad this week for y'all. Y'all ready? Want to be on Santa's naughty list? Then go to North Pole Hub today. See Elf on Elf, where Santa munching on Mrs. Claus' cookie. Also see how the reindeer have been. I was told it's what makes Rudolph's nose turns red. All that and more at North Pole Hub. And there you go. That's the ad for this episode this week, guys. I want to keep everybody on too long. Like I said, I just wanted to do a little short one midday. Kind of like it, you know, it's different. besides that, like I said, hope everybody's doing great. I will be doing a few more episodes this week sometime. I'll try to get one out before Christmas. And maybe do one Christmas Eve-ish if I get time, you know, something like that. Or, you know, but right before all that, we'll do something. But I plan on doing a best and worst Christmas gift list. So if anybody has any suggestions for that, feel free to write me on my Facebook, which is Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and what else I got? Probably have a MySpace, or you can email me, whatever, but you can write me on Facebook at Dakota Wheatley, which, you know, that's my name, so you can look it up. You can look me up, King of Comedy, and you can find all my shit there, so you can write me on there also. But give me any suggestions for the best and worst gifts y'all have gotten, and if they're good or bad, whatever, I'll rate them on air and go over it. And that'll be it, guys. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to me mumble on for a little bit today. Like I said, I'll be doing another episode soon. Hope everybody has a great one and a great rest of their weekend. And that'll be about it, guys. So with all that being said, here's the most important thing to take away from this episode. And that is to remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.